Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Carl Palmer, CEO of Seychelles Environmental, which is traded on the OTC Bulletin Board. Ticker symbol is SYEV. And Seychelles Environmental is a worldwide leader in development of manufacture and sale of portable water filtration bottles. Thanks for joining us today, Carl.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Juan.
Great. Now, start off about talking about the company's strong sales performance in March, as well as the release of two new products.
We've had pretty good sales. The company is the basis of the company is 15 years old. We've been public for 10. We've always done fine, but in the understanding of being a public company, you have a lot of major expenditures, which are primary accounting, correct? Auditing type of thing. And that's really been our – we've always been an operational profitable company, but when it comes to the astronomical amount of auditing expense, it's always kind of held us back. But in the fact that that's the law, that's what we do. The company itself is since we've been in this business, we've sold over 2.5 million of the bottles and the filter bottle systems that we produce all over the world. It's been sold by many, many missionary groups, by militaries, by travelers, by people who are just simply converting from going from bottled water to a simpler way to have good quality purified water at a cost that's substantially less than bottled water. So, but what's happened most recently, of course, is that since the polycarbonate bottles have been hit hard in the news, and also because of the concerns of the carcinogen that they create using, and from what I'm understanding, over 250 million of these bottles have been pulled from the shelves around the United States and Canada. So that's opened up a market for another type of a bottle, and that is a bottle that we've recently come out with as a stainless bottle. And people all know what stainless does. But in addition to that, what we've done is we've added a filter system to the stainless bottle. Now, these filters are the most advanced, field-advanced tested and also laboratory-tested product of its type in the world. We have over 19 different countries have tested the filter system in different processes of bottles, and we've got probably, I'm going to say over 300-400 sets of tests from around the world also talking about the quality of our bottle and what it does. And just let me ramble for a moment, I guess, again. The filter has the ability to remove the basic four zones of contamination in water, primarily acidic contamination, that's just taste, odor, and clarity to make water taste better. And then subsequent to that, it has the ability to remove the antimicrobial materials that are in water. We have a standard filter and an advanced filter. The standard filter is used by many militaries because you can drink water from any kind of water in the world except seawater safely. So it removes bacteria, virus, amoebic cysts, even tested to remove anthrax. And then it removes all the chemicals, the herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, insecticides, and things like that. It definitely removes all of those. It even removes Agent Orange or DDT or things like that that you see in water supplies from around the countries. In addition to that, it removes the heavy metals in water. That's lead and cadmium and chromium. And like the movie Erwin Brockovich, the chromium-6, it removes 99.8% of that. It removes arsenic and, I guess, they call it aluminum, boron, copper, zinc, mercury, nitrates, and even fluorides. So it's got some great abilities, and we're finding now that there's since the bottled water industry is having its problems with regards to the vast greening going on in this country and really around the world, is the fact that we're dumping some 60 million empty bottled water bottles back on our good earth every day, and people don't like that. And so they're looking for a way to get good quality water certainly in such a way where it doesn't affect the ecology of our world. That's been a major factor. The bottled water industry is down. We produce water equal to or better than any bottled water quality sold in the world, so that's good news. Our bottles produce 100 gallons of water, so comparably at a $29 bottle, comparably to 700 half-liter bottles, that's a pretty big savings. In other words, $29 versus $700. Or if we pay 50 cents a bottle, it's $350. So we're in pretty good shape with that. So that's what's kind of going on. Most recently, as the PR release came out and discussed, we came out with the stainless steel bottle, and that's that's selling like a, it's really selling strongly right now. Also, in addition to that, we've come out with a straw. And the straw is primarily a drinking water straw. It's got the same kind of filtration in it that all of our bottles have from our website that you may pull up. And what it also does, it has the ability to remove these same contaminants. It also is designed in such a way that you could use this in India, Africa, China, wherever you might be in the world, and drink water safely. So that's kind of a, everything we do here in a nutshell. But we're out in California, and where the bottled water market started out here. And in my quick background, I don't know if you're familiar with reverse osmosis, but I was the original inventor of home reverse osmosis for both portable and office model products. Coca-Cola acquired that company from me in 1973. Later on, I started another company after the non-compete was up, and that company was acquired by AMF Corporation, who owned Harley-Davidson, Brunswick, sports, all the sports equipment companies. Then I don't know if you've heard of Shackley Corporation, but I also developed the reverse osmosis systems for Shackley. And then I was the founder of the company called The Water Factory, which we developed the spot-free car wash. So I've been around the water business for a long time, but finally it's come around our way. The springboard is coming up fast because sales are booming. Our website sales went up 5 times in the past 2 months on just website sales. So lots of things are going on. And so any questions, please?
Yes, certainly. Talk about some of the trends that you see in the market and how well positioned the company is to really capitalize on those recent trends.
Well, as I mentioned, we're basically a direct competitor to the bottled water industry because we produce water for 70% of the water we drink in our lives we drink away from home. And that's crucial, and that's why the half liter bottled water industry business has been so good over the past 10-15 years. And now it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Well, that's from what I read in the Wall Street Journal just 2 weeks ago. It seems like the industry's down somewhere between 13% and 20%. That's pretty big if you consider a billion-dollar industry. So, but what's happening is it's leaning strongly to the use of a portable purification device. And all you do is put water in this bottle and squeeze it and drink it. We see that coming on very, very strong right now. We're being approached by many corporations that are concerned about the go green thing because our bottle is used, you never throw our bottle away. You just put water in it and press the water on it and it squeezes through a filter and you drink it. We see that coming on very, very strong. But since we've gone to the stainless steel bottle, that has even moved the market up even more strongly. Substantially because, if they're attractive bottles, they obviously don't leach anything into the water. And our filter simply has the ability to make the water taste much better because it removes chlorine and all the other contaminants in water that basically cause ill taste. So I see our stock moving strongly. And you've probably noticed what it's done over the past couple of weeks. It keeps on moving up pretty quick. And at one time, this stock, when this company first went public, the stock came out at $15. And I'm not suggesting it's going to get to $15, but I can say this. We're the only company in the world that can do what our product can do. We're well patented. We're well structured and we're well trade secreted. So, and our production capability is strong. we can move up with the market, however the market may demand. I'm not at liberty to mention some of the activities going on right now, simply because of confidentiality agreements. But we have a lot of things on our table right now to consider. So, I'm hoping that all of our investors will enjoy the future profitability of the company, and looking forward to more activity.
So what would you say differentiates, Shell from other players in your sector?
Well, it's our filter system. Our filter, remember, I just commented about the four basic zones of contaminants that the filter removes. Nobody can do that. You can talk to, Brita Pure, Procter Gamble, Brita Pure, GE, all those people, take a look and compare on their websites and take a look and see what our filters do. Our filters remove over 200 gallons of water with one filter. If you compare that with a Brita, a Pure, a GE, they remove 40 gallons. If you also consider another thing, our filters remove, I just commented, all the heavy metals, which are lead, cadmium, chromium, copper, chromium-6, mercury, selenium, zinc, and things like that. Plus, we also remove all the volatile organic compounds. and that's industry and agriculture contaminants. They've removed DDT. We've been tested for anthrax. We've been tested for Agent Orange and things like that. It's used by many, many militaries around the country, around the world. So, you know, we're in pretty good shape. Now, those other companies do not in any manner have the capability of doing those kind of things, and certainly not for the volume that we have. So we're expanding fast into different designs of products, and that's something that we have the great capability of being able to do. If we have an idea today that looks like a marketable and a viable idea, within 45 days, that product is on the market. So we're very capable of doing that. So that gives us some really, really great flexibility to be able to really attack the future of the drinking water industry in this country. And as you know, it's growing rapidly.
Correct. And talk a little bit about your particular company's growth. Is this primarily organic, or are you looking for do you look towards M&A opportunities?
You know, you can tell from my background. I mean, if I've sold four companies to four public companies, you know I'm going to go every way I can to make this company successful. That's what I'm going to do. So any way we can, we'll make this company successful. And we're a small operation. Our cost of labor is very inexpensive where we are. Our product is designed where they're not heavily intensified, so it's just good. I'm thinking that also what also offers us the other great opportunity here is that we're right in the heart of the market. You know, the drinking water market has been huge in California over the past 15, 20, 30 years, and I know that's simply because of the other products that I've developed and invented and marketed out here and also throughout the country. We have another advantage. Our product is also a great third world product. Now, we sell product to another entity that is such as the Red Cross, only they happen to be larger than the Red Cross. It's a first response company. So our product is used for disaster preparedness. You know, our product was in China when they had their earthquake, across in my mind when they had their problem with the big hurricane over there. Our product was in New Orleans when they had their problems. Our product also in Florida when they've got their hurricanes thing. Because you can drink any kind of water with our filter safely, and that's what's crucially important. But yet it's not just sold as a disaster prepared product. So we have some major advantages. You certainly can't do that with bottled water. And also we use the kind of materials, both in stainless and the plastic we use, is low density polyethylene, which is called a number 4, which does not leach amenities of any nature into water supplies, into the water we're going to purify. So I think we've got some major advantages. And I think we're the world's best kept secret right now, and I think we have been for the 15 years that we've had this. But in that period of time, we've honestly placed over 2.5 million of our filter bottles around the world. And it's been used, you know, from Pakistan to Afghanistan to Iraq, all over South America, certainly throughout Africa. And if you'll check our website, which is www.seychelles.com, you'll see our tests in there. We're happy to expose people to the tests that are done by, as an example, the SABAS testing laboratories in Africa. In Vietnam, they had our testing done by the Louis Pasteur Institute. China, same way. Malaysia, New Zealand, Australia, Japan. We're pretty well, you know, we've got a lot of exposure. And because the water, obviously, in those countries are pretty much unsafe to drink because there's no disinfectant. Also, that's another major value of our product because it does remove disinfectants. So if you put chlorine in this or iodine or any other bromicide of any nature, it's going to remove it before you drink it. So it has some amazing abilities. But for people to understand that, just pull up our website and go to testing and you'll see it. Also, what you might do is go to our website and see our demonstration. I think there's a great demonstration of one of Pat Boone where he takes a pitcher of water and puts potting soil into it and takes an ashtray full of cigarettes and ashes, of course, and takes potassium permanganate, puts in this thing, it turns black, they put it in a bottle, he turns it upside down and squeezes it, comes out perfectly clear. And I think Mickey Rooney does the same thing in another demonstration. So it's a great product, and we all have probably heard the old saying that, you know, a presentation without demonstration is only conversation, and that's quite frankly the great value of the product because it's great to demonstrate with.
That's certainly a good slogan. And talk a little bit about the upcoming 12 to 24 months. What objectives have you and your management team set for Seychelles?
Okay, what we've done is we've moved, first of all our filtration processes are manufactured in the United States. We don't do that anything outside the United States. We own a percentage of an injection molding plant in China, and we're slowly moving most everything back into the United States. Not because they don't perform, but just we're seeing our market expand very quickly. And one of the things, unless you're buying a huge volume, that's a time concern or constraint, I should say, is bringing things in on containers. It just takes too long. You know, it's an average of about 40, 45 days to be able to get it here. And then you'll go through customs, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the only restraint I can see that we have a problem with. We're very careful in to make sure that all our materials are FDA food grade approved material. We make sure that all, as an example, in the stainless steel bottle, we make sure that we have all lead testing done on that stainless steel. And it's all done by laboratories that are significantly approved throughout the world. We're very careful with that. And then in addition to that, we try to stay in step with new designs that that people will use. We offer a 12, an 18, and a 26-ounce bottle for depending upon what people want to use them for. We have a large force of missionaries around the world that use our bottles, because our filter bottles, simply because they're drinking water that are somewhat dangerous in water supplies, and most of these places are not disinfected water supply, so they can use this bottle very effectively there. And in the time since we've been in this business, we've yet to have a complaint in 15 years. We've only been public for 10, but we've never had a complaint, which is, you know, that makes me feel
pretty good track record.
That is. And the other big thing, quite frankly, the reason this company was started, interestingly enough, if you look at our annuals and quarterlies, you'll see that none of the officers of the company, which there are only three, take a salary. This is done as a missionary and to us to be able to get this model around the world and help save some of the 18,000 children that are dying every day from dysenteral diseases. And that's the reason I invented the product in the first place. We found out after a while that you still have an overhead, no matter if you can contribute part of the product to the world or not, but you still have an overhead. And then you eventually, when it became a public company, now we have stockholders and other people that we have to please. And so that's where we're very aggressive with that right now.
And once again, joining us today is Carl Palmer, CEO of Seychelles Environmental. Ticker symbol is SYEV, traded on the OTC bulletin board, currently at 24 cents per share. Before we conclude, Carl, what are some of the key reasons investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think that's, you know, you hit it on the head. We're a good long-term possibility. We've got nine lines of product that are that have marketability in a lot of areas. As an example, we have inline filters that are used for the hydration packs that are used by the military. You know, we've shipped product to the UK for the UK Supreme Commandos and that program. We also go after the missionary market. We also go after the travel market. We also go after this now the drinking water market, which is terrific for us right now. That's coming on so strong. And I imagine the fact that we try to have a product available for every need is we also have a pitcher that's available for homes and offices. We're in the midst of designing it, coming out with more stainless steel products, like a pitcher with a stainless steel purification device in it. So I think that's in the fact that we stay on top of the market needs is important, and the fact that we can develop product very quickly. We've got a fine filter that has greater potential, and it's exhaustingly tested. We have over 350 sets of tests on this filter. So we've done a good job with that, and so we have good verification in the market. So I think we've got the makings of a great future company.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress, and thanks for updating us, Carl.
I greatly appreciate your time, and I hope your listeners appreciate our comments, okay?